Welcome to Hope is Here. My name is Greg Horn. We are talking about where is God in the floods of life. I shared yesterday's program that I experienced a flood on March 1st, 1997 in Cynthiana, Kentucky. Had severe damage to a business, went $2 million in debt over that, and eventually down the road, about 4 years later, had to file bankruptcy and lost my business and my home and my marriage in about a 24-hour period. But God showed me a lot of things during that time, and since we've just had the floods in eastern Kentucky, and my dad's from Inez, and pastor of a small church in Jackson, Kentucky, man, I know about the devastation. I saw it firsthand last week, and it's really tough, but it's painful to see and brought back some bad memories for me, and yet I know that God, he's working. He's still working there, and he's going to help put that area back together, and it's so great to see so many people and churches reaching out to help. But I want to share five things with you that I've learned as I reflected over the past 24 years since the flood happened in my life that was a game changer. And as I thought about a passage of scripture, I thought about 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 8 through 18. I'm not going to read 11 and 12, but I want to share that. Verse 8 in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 says, "We are pressed on every side by troubles, but we are not crushed. We are perplexed, but not driven to despair. We are hunted down, but never abandoned by God." And I know there's somebody listening today that you feel like maybe life's just hunting you down. But I want to remind you what Paul said there in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 9, that even though we are hunted down, we are never abandoned by God. You're not alone today, and the Lord is with you. And because you hurt, he hurts. And I want to remind you that even though you may not be able to feel God, that God is there. Hebrews chapter, I believe it's 13 verse 8 says, "Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever." And so he is with you, even though life may just have really turned out really bad in this current season for you and just feels overwhelming. You're never abandoned by God. I love the next part of verse 9 in 2 Corinthians chapter 4. It says, "We get knocked down, but we are not destroyed. We get knocked down, but we are not destroyed. Through suffering, our bodies continue to share in the death of Jesus so that the life of Jesus may also be seen in our bodies." And that's one of the things as I've reflected on these past 24 years since the massive flood in Cynthiana, Kentucky, that was a life-changing event for me, that through that suffering I went through, I'm able to provide hope to others and point them towards Jesus. Because I really did find out when God's all you've got, God is all you need. And God showed up in just many, many miraculous ways during that time of rebuilding the store through people and just through circumstances. And I could go on and on, but I want to encourage you today, if you're going through some suffering, that God will use it for good if you will let him. But you've got to ask him for his help. And the Bible says we're supposed to give thanks in all circumstances, not for all circumstances, but in all circumstances. And that's when your faith becomes real. I can tell you that beyond a shadow of a doubt. In verse 13 of 2 Corinthians chapter 4, it says, Paul said, "But we continue to preach because we have the same kind of faith that the psalmist had when he said, 'I believed in God, so I spoke.' We know that God, who raised the Lord Jesus, will also raise us with Jesus and present us to himself together with you. All of this is for your benefit. And as God's grace reaches more and more people, there will be a great thanksgiving, and God will receive more and more glory." My takeaway from those verses there, 13 through 15 in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, is that this is a chance when we go through the floods of our life, and that looks different for everybody. It's not necessarily water, okay? But it could be a divorce. It could be a bankruptcy. It could be cancer. It could be a loss of a job. Just so many different things that seem overwhelming, like that flood was to me. And yet I can say to you, that's when my faith became real. Was it the worst thing that ever happened to me? It was on one hand, but it was also the best thing that ever happened to me, because that's when my faith in Jesus became real. And as verse 14 says, we know that God who raised the Lord Jesus will also raise us with Jesus. And I know that's talking about when Jesus comes back and those that have died, and he will, you know, we will be raised and we will go to heaven and be there. But you know what? I think God wants to raise up people right now. And some of you, maybe you're not physically dead, but you're emotionally and mentally dead. And I want to say to you today that the Lord wants to raise you up. He wants to help you. He wants to bring you back to life again. But you have to choose to do that. And I know that's hard when you're struggling with anxiety or depression. And yet, just saying, God, I'm going to choose today to press through this depression or this anxiety, and I'm going to make a phone call to somebody, and I'm going to try to be a blessing to somebody else, or I'm going to let somebody else know that I'm hurting. I'm going to call and get an appointment with my doctor to let them know what's going on with you. It could be a physical, a biological thing. Maybe some of your body chemistry is not working correctly, and maybe medication could help that. A good Christian counselor, exercise, changing your diet, reading God's word. So many different things to help me get back on my feet. It wasn't just one thing, but it was a combination of things. But the main thing was that I pressed into my faith. And friends, I believe just like in those verses in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, 13 through 15, that when you have that same kind of faith that Paul had, and we say, God, I know that you can raise me up out of what seems like a tomb. I love that song, you turn graves into gardens. Okay, what seems dead, that God will make alive, and flowers bloom, and we're getting ready to come up on the spring season. We've already had some nice days of weather, thank goodness. And it's just exciting to see how God is going to bring things back to life again. He wants to do it in your life. You may be in a winter season right now, but God wants to raise you up again and help you get through just this really painful time in your life. It goes on to say in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 16, that is why we never give up. Say that again. That is why we never give up. Though our bodies are dying, our spirits are being renewed every day. So even though we don't realize it, friends, we get a chance to have our spirit renewed every day. But I really believe that comes with spending time with Jesus. It goes on in verse 17 of 2 Corinthians chapter 4. It says, for our present troubles are small and won't last very long, yet they produce for us a glory that vastly outweighs them all and will last forever. So we don't look at the troubles we can see now. Rather, we fix our gaze on things that cannot be seen. For the things we see now will soon be gone, but the things we cannot see will last forever. And right now, you may be listening, you're like, I just don't see how this is ever going to work out. And yet, I'm so thankful to know that God can work things out in ways that we can never understand. In this side of heaven, there's a lot of things that I don't understand. I say that to you sometimes as a person that's experienced 55 years of life and been in ministry now for almost 20 years. That sometimes when somebody asks me a question about why did God allow this happen, I have to just say, I don't know. I'm sorry. I don't know. But I just know that I trust God and I believe in him. And I've seen him work in ways down the road a few seasons of life later. And then I went, oh, okay, I understand. And so I want to encourage you today that realize that all this is temporary here, and not to get too focused on that, exactly what you see right now. And one of the things that I've learned through the flood and Cynthia and 24 years ago is that God never wastes a hurt. And in fact, I got called by a friend of mine to say, hey, a friend of mine lost a business in Irvin, Kentucky, up in Estill County. And they had a business, a retail business, and said, you know, they're a person of faith, but they're just kind of overwhelmed right now. Would you be able to call them and talk with them? And I said, absolutely. And it was just a great conversation. I was able to share what I had learned from the flood. And one of the things I had to warn this guy about was just, I said, you know, I know you've not been able to get back in your business yet, but I have to admit, as I look back, the one thing I was not prepared for was the mess that I was walking into. It took my breath away when I saw, oh my goodness, wow, this is going to be really tough. It's going to take a lot of work. And I kind of even lost hope. And so I was able to prepare this guy and share that with him. And I've been checking on him since then and texting and praying for him and sending scriptures and encouraging. And yet, you know what? I could never have done that if I hadn't walked through that flood myself. And so I never dreamed that 24 years later, on almost the exact same date, March 1st, which is when the flood happened, but on March 3rd, when I talked with this guy, that I was able to share things that I learned and how God was faithful and to help him and pray with him and share some things that I would have done differently, things we did well, ways God showed up. And it was just powerful 30 minutes together. And I'm so thankful that somebody contacted me. And, you know, nobody better to help somebody that's been through a flood than somebody that's been through a flood. Nobody better to help somebody that's been diagnosed with cancer than somebody who's a cancer survivor. Nobody better to help somebody that unfortunately has had to bury a child than a parent that's had to do that. Nobody better to help somebody that's had to file bankruptcy than somebody that's had to file bankruptcy. Nobody better to help somebody that's going through a divorce than somebody that's been divorced. Nobody better to help somebody that had to bury their spouse than somebody that's had to do that. And so I could go on and on of examples like that, but you get the point. God never wastes a hurt if we will allow him to. And I'm so thankful. I never dreamed, and I hate that it was because of a flood, but I was able to share with the people in Jackson that God will make a way, and he's going to do some good things here if we will allow him. But sometimes we don't see that. But that's why we never give up, like Paul said in verse 16 of 2 Corinthians chapter 4. And verse 17, for our present troubles are small and they won't last very long. I mean, it was a lifetime ago when that flood happened. And yet there's lessons that I've learned that I still carry to this day, and I apply them in my life, and I'm able to help others. And you can do the same thing. It's not just a person that has a radio program, podcast, or we all can do that. And, you know, I'll never forget that a conversation that I had with a guy a few weeks ago I ran into, and he was with a friend, and they were asking how we knew one another. And this young man said, well, this guy and another guy used to meet with me when I was like 19, 20, and was kind of far from God, but I wanted to learn more about God. And he and another guy, I was like 34 at the time. The other guy was like 28. We met with this two guys that were 19, and just kind of, we were going through Oswald Chambers' devotional book. We'd read it for a week, you know, which has a devotion each day. Then we'd come back and talk about where God spoke to us through that. And he said, you know, these guys, they just, you know, they love me like Jesus. I felt Jesus. I felt loved, even though I was far from God, but I wanted to know God. And he got emotional about it. And this is a big, tough, masculine guy. And I got emotional about it because, you know, it was only a year. But this guy now is just loves Jesus and is a dad. And he's been very successful vocationally. And it was just so cool how God, just by for 1 year, meeting on a weekly basis for about an hour and a half with these two guys. This guy's a successful business owner, and the other guy's an orthopedic surgeon. But they were just both two college kids that were struggling, but trying to find God amongst all the chaos of being a college student. And we can all do that, just love on people and do that for an hour each week. And it can be a game changer for somebody. Unfortunately, I'm out of time, but I hope you'll join me again tomorrow as we continue talking about where is God in the floods of our life. I'm Greg Horn, and this is Hope Is Here.